So while we are thawing out somewhere, we are revisiting our favorite moments from the past few months. That should give us time to regain the feeling in our hands.
Paula Poundstone comes on our show to answer questions, but sometimes she has questions of her own, as in this show from January of this year.
Amy, a new study from Ohio State University determines that there is a pretty clear way to identify someone who might be a psychopath. They're people who do what a lot?
Go on rampages, obviously.
What? That is one way.
I think they're looking for a preemptive sign.
Yeah. These guys, they like to post a lot of these to Psycho Book.
Oh, posting weird messages on Facebook?
Not weird messages. I'll give you a hint. You've done this, I'm sure. We've all done this, but these people tend to do it a lot.
Commenting.
No.
Sharing.
Some people even use sticks to do this a lot.
Sticks on Facebook?
Yes, they're the new specialized sticks. You buy these things, and then you can. It makes it easier to
do this. Selfies?
Yes, people who do a lot of selfies might be psychopaths.
Wait, how do you use?
Oh, selfie stick.
Where have I been? What the hell is a selfie stick?
Oh, Paula.
I feel like I come here and I'm introduced to another world.
Yes. A selfie stick, dear Paula, is an expandable stick, like a expanding rod, that in the end is a little mount for your smartphone. So you can hold your smartphone out to take a selfie of you with a better view than just the length of your arm.
Because
not
everyone has your very long arms, Paula. Some of us need...
Some people have raptor arms.
I think if there's any charm at all in a selfie, and I think we all have enough photos of ourselves now, but if there's any charm at all in a selfie, it is that angle that your arm gives it. Well, I feel that a stick... I don't like the idea of a selfie stick.
Well, then you're obviously not a psychopath. That's
I feel
thing.
Good about that.
No, this
obviously.
Is the idea. This is the idea. The next time you're scrolling through OkCupid.com or one of those other dating sites, you can automatically rule out any guy whose profile is filled with selfies. Chances are, he's a psychopath. Psychologists at Ohio State say that selfies, a lot of them, can show narcissism, impulsiveness, self-objectification, lack of empathy, and vanity, qualities shared only by psychopaths, children between the ages of 7 and 18, and all the single men in your town.
Well,
also, something they left off that list, the inability to find anyone else to take a picture of you.
That's also true. And sometimes, even though we are not part of NPR News, we get to break important stories. Faith, our phones, as we all know, can sync up to our car, the lights in our home, our other phones. But now, thanks to a new device, we can also sync them to what?
Can I have a hint, please?
Well, unfortunately, they'll do a lot of things, but they still won't change the diaper.
Wait, they sync up to our baby?
Yes, they do. Or they can, Faith.
How? I need to do this immediately.
Your baby's not synced?
Oh, God. You have one of the old babies.
Oh, yeah.
You need
baby six.
You totally need to upgrade your baby.
Yeah.
Wait, how does it sync?
Because a lot of the new hot baby content you can't see on that old baby.
No, you can't.
So the new device is called the Pacify. Get it? Pacif-I. Mm-hmm. And it's a new Bluetooth-enabled pacifier that syncs your baby to an app. So you put the pacifier in the baby, and then you can monitor with your iPhone the baby's sleep, temperature, and location from up to 50 meters away or just out of smell range. And if you lose your baby, you can use the Find My Baby app. Or as it's called, the I Am a Terrible Parent app.
This assumes your baby takes a pacifier.
Yeah.
Which many babies don't.
Well, what do they do?
They take a nipple mo.
Oh. Well, you
can. I need an eye nipple.
You need an eye nipple.
Eye nipple.
Eye nipple.
You're not really going to be looking for your baby.
That's a good point.
Yes. Now that's only one company is offering a plan for this. It's
what?
AT&T.
Or Teat Mobile.
Teat Mobile. That's true.
Moz, just in time for Hanukkah, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling gave us a present. She revealed what?
Another Harry Potter book coming?
Well, she did, in fact, say there'll be some more Harry Potter stories on her website, but that's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. She told the fans via tweet something very interesting about Hogwarts.
Hogwarts was actually a Hebrew school.
And I say this for all Jews everywhere. Oh, I wish. But no, you're close, though. You're close. You're very close. It was a Hanukkah-themed gift, if you will.
It's a Hanukkah-themed gift.
To her readers, specifically her Jewish readers. Mm.
To her Jewish readers, Hanukkah-themed gift.
She told us something about Hogwarts.
There were a lot of dreidels there?
Well, if there were a dreidel there, it would mean that at Hogwarts there was a...
Jewish kid.
Yes, there was. She has revealed that at Hogwarts there was at least one Jewish wizard. There you go. This is true.
Wow. It's like the guy with the yarmulke, wasn't he?
That's how you can tell. they picked his house by sitting under the sorting yarmulke. J.K. Rowling revealed that there was a Jewish kid at Hogwarts named Anthony Goldstein in Ravenclaw. Naturally. It makes sense with all the adventures and mischief that Harry and his friends are off to. They had to copy their homework from somebody.
Was he actually in the stories, or she just made it up at the last minute?
I'm not quite sure. She says that he was there in the first book, and so he might be mentioned. But she has said things about the characters prior that aren't clear in the books. Like, for example, she has told us that Dumbledore was gay.
Dumbledore was gay.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Are you shocked?
A little.
Yeah.
Lifelong
bachelor.
Yeah.
Very neat.
I don't think those are the only traits. I don't think that's even the main trait.
No. The reason there's only one Jew at Hogwarts is no Jewish mother in her right mind would risk her kid going there. Are you kidding? I heard a girl got paralyzed by a basilisk there. Over my dead body, you're going to this place.
Yeah, but they never took that holiday.
No.
You know, I love the Jewish holidays. I mean, left to us atheists, there'd be nothing.
That's true.
We'd just be working all year long.